As you're heading back to your spots, I invite the kids to come forward for this morning's children's time.
Let me hand this to Miss Jeannie. Okay. Yeah. Oh, wow, we've got a big crowd today. Good to see everybody. It's been a couple of weeks. Thank you for the prayers while I was out. You knew that my husband was sick and he's getting better. So praise Jesus for that. Thank you for the prayers. He's felt them and really appreciated them. Wow, you guys are spread out, so I'm going to have to turn my head a bit. Okay, did anybody notice that I had a purple ribbon on my hand this morning? I was like, why is she wearing a purple ribbon? Well, it's to remind me to tell you something. First, before we get to that, how do you guys remember something? Does anybody ever put a ribbon on their finger? Autumn. You write it down. A calendar or an agenda, great. I do that too, Catherine. Okay, good. Yeah, just like playing over and over in your head. That's a great idea. And does anybody ever tie a ribbon around their finger to do that? No? Okay, well, next thing is what I wanted to know is, has anybody made a promise this week to anybody? A promise, like I promise I'm going to do something? Blaze, what did you promise? You promised that you were going to clean your room? Good. And did you write it down in your journal to make sure you kept your promise? Or tie a ribbon around your finger? He put it on his agenda. And did you clean your room? He's going to get to that. So, okay. So sometimes we make promises, and as hard as we try, and we really, really, really try to keep that promise, sometimes we fall short, and, you know, we try and be good people, we try and keep our promises, and like if, I can think of a mom one, if I promised I'll take you to the park on Friday, but then what if it's rainy and stormy or whatever, and then I have to break that promise, and stuff like that happens all the time, so we want to be forgiving. Catherine. We keep putting it off and keep putting it off, yeah. Well, I can tell you one promise that will never be broken. Does anybody have any idea what it might be? Ella. Jesus' love for us, right. God's love for us will never, he promises to always love us and to always be with us. No matter what we're going through, we can turn to him and he'll be there for us. That's why God loves us so much that when we turn away from him and we do something wrong, maybe something that he really wouldn't like, God is really sad, right? So we try really hard to make God happy and follow God's ways. His promise is the most precious promise in the whole world. And so we're grateful for that. So that's why I wore the ribbon, to remember to tell you guys that God's love is greater than anything else ever, 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 and nothing can come between you and God's love. Let's put our hands together, close our eyes, and we'll say a prayer. Dear God, we love you so much, Lord. Thank you for loving me and always being there for me, no matter what, even when I make a mistake, I can turn back to you and you will be there for me. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, we've got a big crowd. So we've got a few teachers back there waiting for you. Okay.